5. Case company proposed solutions. In response to the problem of the low utilization of the paid leave, Company A's HR manager conducted interviews with employees who did not fully utilize the paid leave. These discussions revealed various factors which influenced the paid leave usage. According to information gathered, HR proposed two categories of the paid leave. The first type is the actively planned leave. This is the type of the vacation where dates and activities determined in advance. For example, when employees go on holiday or take time off to accompany their children to exams. The second type is the unscheduled leave. This is when employees need time off on short notice in order to deal with the unforeseen events. For example, to deal with the emergency home repair or to accompany a family member to a doctor's appointment. We can further divide the active leave into the three different categories. First, there is a personal leisure, for instance, taking time off for shopping or to travel. Secondly, there is family time, that is to take time off and to attend a family gathering or participate in activities with the parents and children. The third type is the hobby study, for instance, taking time off attend a language course. Given that Company A is 65 years old, its employees span different age groups and have the different priorities during leisure time. However, most employees share the need for more family time. The HR department therefore proposed to focus on family time as a possible point to leverage to increase the paid leave usage. To design the most effective campaign to encourage the employees to spend more time with the family using their pay lift, we should first categorize the type of the family time activity according to the average age of the employees' children. The first category is aged 0 to 15. These children are still in school and any activity that should take the place during summer or and winter school holidays. The second category is 16 to 25. At this age, the children may be interested in the part-time work or the internship. This might free up the time for the parents to enjoy the personal leisure activities. The third category is the children above the 25 years of age. At this point, employees may be spending more time on the elderly members of their family and be more interested in activities which are suitable for the older people. Based on this rough categorization, the company's HR department drew up some proposals for each group. For those in the first categories, summer and winter camps may be of interest. For example, Company A held a 3D printing and robotics summer camp in 2023. In addition, family travel packages with subsidies might be attractive to employees with the younger children. Possible destinations could include the tourist attractions in Taiwan. For employees in the second category, the company could consider sponsoring individual on group travel for employees. For employees in the third category, the company could consider offering an annual family participation travel subsidy. In order to increase the rate of the paid leave usage, these activities should not take place during national holiday. This should be a variety of the options for employees, and these options should be offered with the sufficient lead time for maximum feasibility. feedback and the satisfaction surveys that can help to improve these measures. 5. Case company proposed the solutions. In response to the problem of the low utilization of the paid leave, Company A's HR manager conducted interviews with employees who did not fully utilize the paid leave. These discussions revealed various factors which influenced the paid leave usage. According to the information gathered, HR proposed two categories of the paid leave. The first type is the actively planned leave. This is the type of the vacation where dates and activities are determined in advance. For example, when employees go on holiday or take time off to accompany their children to exams. The second type is the unscheduled leave. This is when employees need time off on short notice in order to deal with the unforeseen events. For example, to deal with the emergency home repair or to accompany a family member to a doctor's appointment. We can further divide the active leave into the three different categories. First, there is a personal leisure, for instance, taking time off for shopping or to travel. Secondly, there is family time, that is to take time off and to attend a family gathering or participate in activities with the parents and children. The third type is the hobby study, for instance, taking time off attend a language course. Given that Company A is 65 years old, its employees span different age groups and have the different priorities during leisure time. However, most employees share the need for more family time. The HR department therefore proposed to focus on family time as a possible point to leverage to increase the paid leave usage. To design the most effective campaign to encourage the employees to spend more time with the family using their paid leave, we should first categorize the type of the family time activity according to the average age of the employees' children. The first category is aged 0 to 15. These children are still in school and any activity that should take the place during summer or and winter school holidays. The second category is 16 to 25. At this age, the children may be interested in the part-time work or the internship. This might free up the time for the parents to enjoy the personal leisure activities. The third category is the children above the 25 years of age. At this point, employees may be spending more time on the elderly members of their family and be more interested in activities which are suitable for the older people. Based on this rough categorization, the company's HR department drew up some proposals for each group. For those in the first category, summer and winter camps may be of interest. For example, Company A held a 3D printing and robotics summer camp in 2023. In addition, family travel packages with subsidies might be attractive to employees with the younger children. Possible destinations could include the tourist attractions in Taiwan. For employees in the second category, the company could consider sponsoring individual on group travel for employees. For employees in the third category, the company could consider offering an annual family participation travel subsidy. In order to increase the rate of the paid leave usage, these activities should not take place during national holiday. There should be a variety of the options for employees, and these options should be offered with the sufficient lead time for maximum feasibility. Feedback and satisfaction surveys that can help to improve these measures.